Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Qur'an Hakim that hidayat, guidance is in my control. Guidance, direction is in my control. Can a pious person give hidayah in the world to anyone? Nor can a prophet give guidance to anyone in the world. Hidayah, guidance comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To try to give da'wah to people, to invite people to Islam, this is a fard, this is compulsory upon all individuals, upon all believers, to call people to good, to invite them. Allah ta'ala has prepared the means, the resources, and He has given us those methods. But on top of that, Allah ta'ala says that keep trying, call people, invite people, explain to people, advise people, be good to people, but you can't give the hidayah. Ultimately, I will give hidayah. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah ta'ala says that if I want, I can give the whole of mankind hidayah. If I want, Allah ta'ala says, whoever I want, I can give guidance to. I can take the person from worshipping the idols and bring him to the masjid. I can take the person from the masjid towards worshipping the idols. If I want, I can drag everybody towards disbelief. And if I want, I can put everybody into prostration. Allah is a Qadir, the Mutlaq, omnipotent. He has everything in His control, His strength, His power. He is the director of the universe. And it's not just this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said more in the Qur'an with regards to this. Rather, Allah ta'ala has showed, demonstrated, and we see every year with our own eyes, we see. Allah ta'ala has given the commentary, physical, real proof that look at the whole month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala has demonstrated physically the proof of this. Look at Ramadan, we see the signs, those same faces in the masjids. We don't see them maybe during the year. All year long we try to call them, explain to them, advise them, but they don't come to the house of Allah. And see how Allah gives hidayah. From morning to evening they don't eat, they don't drink. They leave everything, that same individual who's not visible during the year. All year long people are fed up with him. He doesn't listen, he's a bad boy, bad person. They're doing wrong actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills up the masjid with such people in Ramadan. Everywhere we see left, right, forward, backwards, the whole ummah, alhamdulillah, this time, in this month, go, look in the masajids, look in the house of Allah, in Makkah, Medina, in Masjid al-Nabwi, Haram Sharif, you'll see the spiritual scene. You can see nothing else there. You don't see sinners there. Is an impure person there, or a bad person there, an evil person there? Alhamdulillah, evening time, there's one dastarkhan, food mat, everyone's face is bowed, hands are raised, and everyone's praying for forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ إِلَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah says, isn't Ramadan like this? Allah ta'ala gives the commentary of this verse. Physical, whoever I want to, I give hidayah. Whoever I want, I take him off the tracks. He goes astray. Allah says, I drag him away. There's a verse in the Quran, which means Allah says, I pull him off. So this is all in Allah's control, to turn the hearts, to flip the hearts. We as human beings cannot control this. Allah Ta'ala makes the decisions. Ramadan Mubarak, Allah Ta'ala has given to us the whole month of Ramadan. And we see today the physical proof of the blessings of Ramadan in front of us. Not just this month, but the objective of Ramadan has given to us. Allah says, I give you Ramadan. What's the purpose of Ramadan? What's the objective of Ramadan? Allah Ta'ala has given us the method. Allah says, I give you hidayah. Allah says, regularly in Ramadan, the whole method is given to mankind of how to reform, how a person can get close to Allah, how a person can get beloved to Allah, how a person can become more pious. Allah Ta'ala gives a direct method. These 30 days, Allah gives us the beautiful method and framework of how a person can come on the track. A Qari Sahib has just entered into the gathering, mashallah. I introduced him and he's come himself. I have not met him for some days. And mashallah, this masjid, morning to evening, where we pray. And today, mashallah, he's come to our gathering. So I will finish what I had to say. And before dhikr, I will request Hazrat that he benefits us with some of his own words. Mashallah, we'll be very fortunate if he speaks. Please come. Qari Sahib, give the mic to Qari Sahib. Come, Qari Sahib. I'm grateful to Allah that Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability, the opportunity to sit with a great individual, with a great personality, about which Allah Ta'ala says Himself, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمُنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Most definitely the Sadiqeen, the upright people. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran. These are those people who Allah, His kalima, they insert the kalima of Allah Ta'ala into the hearts of the people of mankind. These are the walis of Allah, the pious people. Allah Ta'ala has given me this opportunity myself. It's not this, that whatever I am, whenever I can try, I try to present myself. I had the chance before once or twice to attend the gathering, but I didn't want to give the trouble to Hazrat that I come and I present myself. I am lucky and I'm fortunate. I'm able to come and join this gathering, this blessed gathering of Hazrat's in his tariqah, to be in his silsila, to do dhikr. I've got the tawfiq and to sit with him, to have his company, to have his sohbat, to have his love, to have it for even for a few minutes is a very, very big thing. Mulana Rumi rahmatullah said that one moment, yakzamana bil awliya, is better than so much time, that just for a little bit of time to spend in the company of the wali of Allah, the pious person, it is better than thousands of years of nafal salah, which are even accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, most definitely, we are fortunate, I am fortunate, you are fortunate, all of us, that these valuable, precious moments, Allah has given us this opportunity to sit with great personalities, not just sitting, but Allah has given us tawfiq to do dhikr with His pious personalities, which is a great ni'mah, treasure and precious pearl. So Hazrat gave hukam, ordered me, so I consider this my good fortune, but it's not necessary for me to speak, but I consider this his hukam to fulfill his order. Hazrat has ordered me, so I present some words in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
कि ये लगन है दिल की ये आरज़ू तेरा नाम हर सुबह बुलंद हो तेरा ज़िक्र आम हो कूबकू तेरा नाम हर सुबह बुलंद हो ये लगन है दिल की ये आरज़ू तू रहीम है तू करीम है तेरी जात सब से अजीम है तेरी शान जल्ला जलालू तेरा नाम हर सुबह बुलंद हो ये लगन है दिल की ये ये जमीन और ये आसमां तेरी जात ही कहे आयना नजर इन में आता है तू ही तू तेरा नाम हर सुबह बुलंद हो ये लगन है दिल की ये आरज़ू मेरा दिल सरापा है गंदगी ना मुझे سلیقہِ بندگی میں عشق سے تو کرا وضو، تیرا نام ہر صبح بلند ہو، یہ لگن ہے دل کی یہ آرزو، یہی سوچ ہو یہی فکر ہو، میرے لب پہ تیرا ہی ذکر ہو، یہی سوچ ہو یہی فکر ہو، میرے لب پہ تیرا ہی ذکر ہو، شب و روز ہو یہی جستجو، تیرا نام ہر صبح بلند ہو، یہ لگن ہے دل کی یہ آرزو، تیرا عشق دل میں ہو موجزن، تیری حمد ہی ہو میرا سخن، تو ہے محسن ہمارا رنگ و بو، تیرا نام ہر صبح بلند ہو، یہ لگن ہے دل کی یہ آرزو، تیرا نام ہر صبح بلند ہو، یہ لگن ہے دل کی یہ آرزو.
آئیے ایک مناجات اور آپ مناجات کیا کہ حضرت والا تشریف فرمائے، اس لیے میں جاتا ہوں کہ زیادہ سے زیادہ سبق سنا کے پکا کر لوں، جو ہے اصبر ہو جائے اور دوسروں کے یہاں سنانے کے لائق ہو جائے، اس لیے آپ حضرات تشریف فرمائیں، آپ کی بھی سعادت اور بڑی خوشبختی ہے. تو بولو سب میرے ساتھ کہ لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، بولو لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہے، گریمان بنانا ہے، ملت کو بتلانا ہے اور نگری نگری گانا ہے، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ. گلیوں میں، چوباروں میں، کوچوں میں، بازاروں میں، شام و سحر اور رات اور دن، ہر دم یہی کلمہ گن، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ. گل ہائے گلشن میں ہے، فنکاروں کے فن میں ہے، ہر دل کی دھڑکن میں ہے اور ہر مومن کے من میں ہے، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا
عبادت کے میں خانوں میں رندوں میں پیمانوں میں حضرت کے دیوانوں میں اب دھن ہے یہی مستانوں میں وحدت کے میں خانوں میں رندوں میں پیمانوں میں شیخ تیرے دیوانوں میں اب دھن ہے یہی مستانوں میں لا الہ الا اللہ بالائی میں پستی میں ویرانے میں بستی میں آگ لگا کر ہستی میں تو کہتا پھر یہ مستی میں لا الہ الا اللہ مجلس کے انوار میں بھی سالک کے افکار میں بھی مرشد کی گفتار میں بھی اور محسن کے اشعار میں بھی لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ بولو لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
ایک نعت پاک اور سنا دیتا ہوں, وہ بھی میں نے خانقاہ انداز پر کہی ہے اور شیخ کی توجہ پڑے گی تو انشاءاللہ دلوں کی کایا پلٹے گی انشاءاللہ, جو ہے چونکہ یہی ایک جو ہے کیمیکل ہے, جو ہے یہی ایک کیمیکل ایسا ہے بزرگوں کے پاس کہ جو وہ لگاتے ہیں اور پھر اپنی توجہ ڈالتے ہیں نگاہ لطف تو انشاءاللہ کایا پلٹتی جاتی ہے, سینوں کے احوال تبدیل ہو جاتے ہیں. تو
کہ سرور دین سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ساقی کوثر شافی اعظم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ جن سے ہمیں قرآن ملا ہے دین ملا ایمان ملا ہے عقبا کا ایقان ملا ہے جنت کا سامان ملا ہے جنت کا سامان ملا ہے سب سے مکرم سب سے معظم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جس نے پیام قرآن سنایا اور وحدت کا درس پڑھایا بندے کو خالق سے ملایا خالق نے کیا کیا نہ سکھایا خالق نے کیا کیا نہ سکھایا علم الانسان ما لم يعلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وہ جو شہ لولا کلمہ ہے جس کے لیے کونین سجا ہے، عرش پہ جو خالق سے ملا ہے، جس کا ثنا خواہ عرش علا ہے، جس کا ثنا خواہ عرش علا ہے، داور حق محبوب دو عالم صلی اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آمینہ بی بی کے وہ جائے، دائی حلیمہ دودھ پلائے، روح قدس خود جھولا جھلائے، ابر رحمت میں برسائے، ابر رحمت میں برسائے، رم جھم چھم 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 صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ مزمل مدثر و طاہا، رب نے کس کس نام سے چاہا، جس کے در کے گدا ہیں شاہ، حور و ملک نے جس کو سراہا، حور و ملک نے جس کو سراہا، وہی ہے محسن رحمت عالم صلی اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سرور دی سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، ساقی کوثر شافی اعظم صلی اللہ.
Brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the company of our Shaykh to sit together. May Allah ta'ala allow our gathering to be accepted. And we are implementing the order of Allah. Allah ta'ala has given us the instruction to sit with the pious people. May Allah ta'ala accept this sitting. This is a great ni'mah, great, great gift of Allah. My friends, there is nothing greater than this ni'mah from Allah, that if you get the company of a pious person. And if somebody gets this gift of Allah, he is the luckiest. And the person who doesn't get this is the most unluckiest of them. And in the whole world, how many people are there? How many people are there in the world who have an attachment with a wali of Allah, with a friend of Allah or Shaykh? The very few people in the world who have a link with the wali of Allah. Otherwise, there are very few people in the world who have a connection and a link with a friend of Allah. If we look in the world today, there are many things that people think and consider as precious and valuable. But in reality, they're not. And when we see that a person has the company, the sohbat of a pious person who gives guidance, that is the most, the greatest wealth in the world. I'd like to give you an example, an event that teaches us the importance of this. The Hazrat Mulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, is written in his events that one of his students of Hazrat Mulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, who used to benefit from the company of his Shaykh, but in that time, this was the generation of ikhlas and sincerity, that people weren't too worried about food or drink, and in the khankas, the madrasas, the darul ulums, there wasn't an abundance of food or drink or water or delicacies. And he used to live next to his Shaykh. Sometimes he had food to eat, sometimes he'd eat, otherwise 2 days, 3 days, he'd be hungry, no food. And Shaykh once thought about his student that he lives in your service, he's hungry, thirsty. For him, let's arrange something for my student. So it was another murid, another student who desired the company of his Shaykh. The Shaykh said to the other student that if you are capable and able, then make the preparation for his food regularly and be careful that bring and deliver the food here, the tray of food here. So the student accepted that, and for a few days he used to bring the food and the tray to the other student. But the other people at home, obviously the women folk at home, they were busy. Then he came and said, Hazrat, it's better that I get the opportunity, sometimes I don't. So it's good if he goes outside and he will get the tray from the door of the house and he can bring the food there, the tray or the box with the food. So he started to do that. But in his home there was a girl. And because shaitan attacks, where there is a treasure, that is where shaitan attacks and tries to take the aman of the people, of the believers. And he makes the plan that how can I loot and destroy this home? And where a person is empty, nobody goes there. So shaitan, he is the biggest bandit and gangster. And he comes to the hearts that are full with the noor, or are made with the love of Allah, or are being made full. Remember this point. Shaitan will not attack a person who is empty in his heart, who doesn't have the link with Allah. So that's why we have to fikr. We are trying, making effort, trying to put the nur of Allah Ta'ala's deen into our hearts. So shaitan will attack us, try to take us astray and deviate us. So shaitan, he tried to attack that student in his heart. And so that girl who used to live in the house, and there was a link that was made. There was a rabta, a link. And after one day, the agreement was made that we'll meet at this place in such a location. At this time, you come and I will come as well. So it started where he went just to get the food box from the house, and the connection was made, the agreement was made that they're going to meet somewhere. So this student, Talibul Ilm, the student, the mreed of the sheikh, in the night, he was influenced by shaitan 11, 12 times. He got up and he came out of the khanka and he went towards that location where he had agreed to meet. And from this side, the daughter of the home got up. Everyone at home had gone to sleep. She came out of her house, and in the midst of the night, the darkness of the night, she tried to make an attempt to reach to that point. But my brothers, my disrespected brothers, when Hazrat the Sheikh, Hazrat Mulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Sahib, saw that my student's not at home, and he's got up and gone somewhere, and maybe he's going towards his desire. And because the sheikhs, the walis of Allah, they have vision, their hearts are open. And from the eyes of the heart, they can see far and wide, the sheikh. So he saw, he realized that my student today, he is not in the good situation. And his situation has turned for the bad. So he got up straight away, he did wudu, and he became busy in salah. And he cried so much that his blessed beard became wet and he was crying. Mulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, rahmatullah, that my student, what's happened to him? Overnight his situation has changed. So much he cried, then the storm came and the rain fell from the skies, and both the student and the daughter who left the home, they hadn't met yet. And the daughter thought, the family at home, they're going to get up. So she turned back, and he thought, my sheikh's going to get up. And he went back from his path. When he went back and he reached to the khanka, Hazrat was crying. He saw his sheikh crying and he was ashamed. And Hazrat didn't say nothing. He just said that my son, to save you, I had to get up and I had to make effort. After today, don't do this action again. So this comes, brothers, from the wali of Allah, from the love and the company of the wali of Allah. May Allah give us the company of a pious person, give us the fares of the wali of Allah. But when do you get this? You get this at that time when you give your hand in the hand of your sheikh and you accept that person as your teacher. And you make him your murshid, your guide. When you consider he is the best and greatest and worthy of your rights more than everyone else in your life, more than your relatives and our friends. Fine, respect everyone else. Respect your parents, your family. But for yourself, the most beneficial words and the company is my sheikh, from my teacher. And have this yaqeen and iman in the hearts. You should have total trust and yaqeen that the sheikh gives the most benefit over and above everyone else. So you brothers, we are so lucky that our sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh Asif Faruqi Sahib, Madazilla, Damat Barakatum, to come to his khanka, to come to his gathering, to get his fares, to get his company. We are most fortunate indeed from everyone. So sit with this yaqeen that the tawajjuh, the focus of my sheikh, is the most beneficial, more than everyone else in the world. Inshallah, you will not leave the gathering empty handed. Inshallah, you will get the noor. May Allah give me this wealth and you also. And may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. All us brothers should, from the depths of our heart, be grateful for Hazrat that he came to this gathering and he gave us nasiha and gave us the kalam, and he recited a beautiful recitation. Alhamdulillah, before the dhikr gathering, he has filled our hearts with the noor. May Allah Ta'ala give him barakat and allow us to benefit from his shade, from his company, in his kalam, in his words. May Allah Ta'ala instill barakah and blessings. May Allah in his madrasa put total and utter and extreme deen, work of deen, and noor and spiritual benefit. Recite Durood Sharif.